Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Disclosed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Well, we're going to kick this off because I've been watching this and my guest has been watching this. She watches it in more detail than I do, so she gets better information than I do. And then she actually knows what she's looking at, which is very handy, which is why I talk to her about it rather than just make it up as I go. So joining me again, have no idea where she is today, because she's always ranging far and wide, is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How are you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. You know, I'm just trying to cope. By the way, this will, of course, this particular episode, Paloma, will be heard on WYSL out of Rochester, New York, come tomorrow. Anyway.
Hello, upstate. Hello, Canada. Hello, Pennsylvania.
So, January 6th, we've had a judge come out and look at a couple of jailers, a couple of wardens. What did this, and I know there's more to it than this, but tell me.
Sure. So, for a change, I have some good news to report. And that is that on October 13th, D.C. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth actually found the D.C. Department of Corrections director and warden in contempt of court. And as part of that ruling, he directed the United States Attorney General to investigate conditions not only of defendant Christopher Worrell, but also all of the other January 6th defendants. So that's what you and I get to pull apart and talk about a bit today.
Now, how have these people been being treated heretofore?
Badly. Very badly. And you and I are one of the few combinations in the media actually talking about this. And we've been talking about this since at least April, if not March.
Right.
Our original context was defendant Jessica Watkins, who I was reporting from her attorney's papers filed to the court that she was being stripped naked and left on view with the lights on for extended periods of time. And what we now see is by the time we get to this October, if we look at Christopher Worrell, just himself, he entered the prison system with a pre-existing diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He entered the system on March 12th and has apparently been essentially untreated for his cancer this entire time. And on on May 16th, he was found unconscious in his cell with a broken hand. That went untreated. And by August 11, he actually is showing active lesions all over his face, his neck, his arms, his legs.
Have you got what something just, near your? Have you got something just out of curiosity near your mouthpiece or something?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, just a mystery noise.
Is there poor audio?
It's just something that's coming in with your voice. It sounds like there's something maybe. I don't know. Audio is a weird thing. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. But let me ask you this question.
No,
why are they doing that to these people? What are they charged with? What heinous crime are they charged with?
Well, in Christopher Worrell's case, He never entered the building. So let's even start with one of the things that is particularly troublesome about these now 650-plus defendants that have been charged concerning events relating to January 6th. Christopher Worrell does not even enter the building. DOJ agrees with that. Christopher Worrell is standing calmly in the photographs the DOJ puts in front of the court. His hands are at his side. In fact, everybody around him is just standing calmly. In fact, the police officers around him are standing calmly. And for whatever reason, two USCP officers discharge pepper spray from a balcony into a group of people. And by the DOJ's own allegations, 4 minutes later, Christopher Worrell himself also apparently discharges some pepper spray. Now, Worrell's defense is he was actually trying to get it a few people ahead of him, in other words, to get the guy's attention, to say, hey, cut it out. You know, stop what you're doing.
Right.
He's saying he didn't aim it at officers, and he didn't make contact with officers, and the DOJ is making no specific allegations of any officer actually being coming into contact with this pepper spray. Christopher Worrell then fades into the background by the DOJ's own photographs, and he simply drifts away. He's done that much. But apparently, he is sufficiently dangerous, because here comes the legal standard. He's sufficiently dangerous that an earlier judge, D.C. District Court Judge Howell, thought there was no condition that he could impose pretrial that would keep the community safe from Christopher Worrell. So since March 12th, he's been in the D.C. prison system.
Mm. As a sidebar, before we go to break, okay, and this is purely opinion from you.
Yes.
Because I'm sure you have dealt with law enforcement here and there over the course of time. While the left has been trashing law enforcement, demonizing law enforcement, and all of these other things when it comes to law enforcement, what do you make of law enforcement the way they're acting right now?
I think everybody's on edge. I think what I'm starting to see in document responses through Freedom of Information, both to myself and to Judicial Watch, is that the officers were already fairly keyed up going into January 6th. And with the interviews that are done, for example, concerning the Michael Byrd shooting of Ashley Babbitt, have the officers already nervous before they arrive that day at the Capitol? Would there be a lockdown? Wouldn't there be a lockdown? So even before the first person physically gets to the building, I don't even have to bring in conspiracy theories, right? The officers already are very keyed up. And the other thing that comes across very strong in the officer interviews after the shooting and relating to the shooting is how much noise there was. Noise and chaos. Noise on the radio, no clear command, no clear plan of action, no clear training on how to respond to various situations. Noise from people in their immediate surroundings, new smells, lights, smoke, the occasional fire extinguisher getting discharged. So I think, you take a nervous person and you throw them into a Halloween funhouse, which is the only way that I can sort of equate what it must have sounded and smelled and felt like to be in some of the more chaotic spots that day, and you're going to get a Michael Byrd outcome.
Yeah.
It's just fairly inevitable.
We'll have to examine that a little deeper. I have a different take on that myself personally, and I would welcome your opinion against my take on it. I don't know if it'd be against it.
Yeah.
We'll do that in the next segment. What's the name of the book?
I've written a book called The Events of January 6, 2021, What Impact the Second Amendment Movement.
One day, still having a ripple effect today, still matters today. What happened that one day? Paloma has pulled it apart. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and we're the topic is January the 6th, although I had asked her about law enforcement, and I'm going to tell you what I think about law enforcement, okay? As far as, first of all, prior to all of this COVID nonsense, I would have told you I would stand with the blue whenever. Forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, You know, I understand that they're human, but I mean, I've been when I was in the military, I was placed in a few situations during the Cold War where I was looking up, and one time I was looking up and there was an MI-24. That's a really mean helicopter, Paloma, and they weren't on my side. I know that it is being in law enforcement means that you're probably spending 23 hours and 45 minutes in pure boredom and 15 minutes and pure terror. And at the same time, that's something that comes with the job. If you don't know that's coming with the job, I don't know. So I agree with everything you say. A keyed up person, especially with a police officer, when they call a police officer and say, man with a gun, he gets to drive all the way there. He's thinking about man with a gun all the way there.
Yeah.
And that's why civilian shooters only shoot the wrong person 2% of the time, and police shoot them 12% of the time, because they don't know what's going on, and they get a lot more time to get keyed up before they get there. I get that. I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not willing to give that as the excuse, though. I mean,
I'm not giving it as an excuse. I mean, I think for the past week, and I've been speaking at a variety of places, including at a large Freedom Festival in Pennsylvania that was sponsored by Car Arms. You know, my message has modulated significantly in the past week, in part because so many more details are now starting to come forward in a way that is, if you will, courtroom admissible, right? I'm looking at records at this point. And I think that what people need to understand is that this isn't a barroom brawl that we're talking about. You know, we hear Second Amendment and gun guys all the time. They love saying to me as a woman, oh, if I'm not on a list, I'm not doing my job. Oh, yeah, well, they can come take it over my dead body. And I think people don't quite understand the federal system is not your local police department. It's not your county elected district attorney. Just the DOJ alone is a force of more than 9,500 attorneys. This is not that. You know, if any of the 37 January 6th defendants who are currently held in D.C. prison pending trial thought, because, you know, a couple of them have got little things in their records in their past, right? Little DUI here, little barroom thing at 2 a.m. in the morning there. I'm not going to say every single one of them was a perfect angel, but nobody has actually served even time in their local jail in terms of who I've been looking into. And now you're looking at 20 to 30 years in federal prison. So it's just a completely different mindset when you get into a circumstance of the United States Capitol and you think that you're just going to put your feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. I have been advocating since January 6th that Capitol says it's open. On every single public website and document, it's open. I don't care if DOJ thinks they're going to pull some little subdivision out of their hat at some point in June and say, oh, it was closed. It was really closed to the public that day when there wasn't a single notice hung. But did your mama not teach you better that you can't go into somebody else's office and expect that you're simply going to be greeted with milk and cookies, right? That's the challenge that the entire dynamic face is, I think, basis everything that I'm now reading in the last few days. You know, you've got a dynamic of the officers being keyed up. You've got Congress already losing their mind. Right. Let's face it. They had seen MAGA 1, MAGA 2. What happened on Election Day? What didn't happen on Election Day? 22 cases filed in federal courts in various states. People are keyed up because they feel like nobody was arrested in 2020 for burning cities and creating free zones and people dying in those free zones. This was never going to be two drinks at the bar down the street.
Well, The one thing I think about
inside of me that you haven't really seen. This is attorney me, right? Who is saying, you know, for anybody who's listening, who thinks, you know, I'm going to go to the Capitol and be the next protester to be arrested, right? I mean, I can go through. I've got 8 different categories of abuse that our 37 defendants are suffering, between EITs, physical violence, deprivation of medical care, emotional care, attorney access. The cell block that they have them housed in had originally been closed, covered in mold, brown water. They don't even have hygienic space that they're in. They don't even have basic hygiene. They're not giving them haircuts. They're not allowed to have a shave. The one guy can't even have a nail clipper. And then, of course, you've got the great American jail tool of solitary confinement. 23 in the cell, 1 out.
Right. Here's the thing about this stuff. This is the thing. And in 2020, when SHOT Show was happening, when the last SHOT Show was happening, they were having the Second Amendment protest in Virginia, right? The Second Amendment support day.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
And I told anybody going there, even though it didn't turn out to be this way, I still felt like I was right. When they put up a chain link fence and said, this is where you can be.
Right.
I said, you guys are rolling in to a contrived circumstance. You're rolling into a setup. And I think what happened on January 6th was a setup. And strategically speaking, if we're going to protest, we certainly don't need to go where they can, you know, especially, we don't need to be going to these events to be set up. I mean, some of these people are, I'm sure, you know what, we'll have to pick this up on the other side. We're about to run out of time here in this segment. Once again.
Time always goes so fast when I'm talking with you. Go ahead.
I know it does. Tell everybody how to find the book again, please.
2ampatriot.com. Lots of blogs, free information, downloads to share with your friends, and activism that you can engage in just 15 minutes that can make a difference.
And if you're in Beaufort, North Carolina, looking for some antiques, she can help you with that, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to 3 dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are continuing their climb, surpassing $3.30 a gallon on Friday. That's according to the latest AAA survey, which shows the national average price for regular is up to $3.30.6 a gallon. After China said they would crush a Taiwanese independence plot, a state-controlled newspaper is telling the United States and all other supporters of the island to back off or face military defeat. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton appears on Fox News and describes the best way to deter a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
We need to help Taiwan fortify its defenses, provide it more cybersecurity support, provide it more missiles, provide it sea mines for the Taiwan Strait. More fundamentally, we need to make it clear to Xi Jinping that we will support Taiwan.
USA Radio News. A COVID vaccine mandate has the Chicago Police Department and Mayor Lori Lightfoot poised for a showdown.
As more Americans are resisting the federal government's control of your body by demanding everyone get a COVID vaccine no matter what, lines in the sand have been drawn between the Chicago Police Department and Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
They're going to show up, they're going to report for duty, and they're going to comply with a legal directive from the city.
Chicago Police Union President John Catanzara on Fox News Thursday evening.
Just because she says it doesn't make it so. It is not a legal proper directive. She knows it, they know it, and our members know it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration is delaying a decision on authorizing Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for adolescents to assess whether the shot may lead to a heightened risk of a rare inflammatory heart condition called myocarditis. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We're talking about January the 6th, the things that have been going on with these guys for January the 6th. Doesn't it boil down to they're just charged with trespass?
Some, right? Some are also charged with conspiracy, some charged with this so-called obstruction of Congress, which is not actually what the statute says. And so we are eagerly awaiting a decision any day now from Judge Maeda. Judge Maeda does happen to have all 20 cases of those accused of being oath keepers. And this would be a very important decision from the judge. You know, is this even a crime? DOJ has been charging people left and right with obstruction of Congress because that's what they want the narrative to be, but that's actually not what the statute says. So stay tuned. Yes, there's some where it's, you know, breaking and entering, some where it's harassment, some where it's assault. So, you know, there's sort of a range, if you will, of criminal charges, standard criminal charges. But what no one has been charged with is insurrection, and what no one has been charged with, because it is not an actual crime, is domestic terrorism.
Let me ask you this, and, you know, I'm an activist. I'm as much an activist as anybody out there. However, I'm also former combatant in the U.S. military, and strategically speaking, and I was going to talk about how hopefully all of these people that are being incarcerated right now, how many of it is 650 or how many people is it?
37 remain incarcerated out of the 650 plus who have been charged.
Hopefully they all have their day in court. However, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase simply because, or I'm going to change the phrase because I'm not going to use the language. Patton had it right. Winning a war doesn't mean you die for your country. The way to win a war is to make sure the other poor idiot dies for his country. That's the way you win wars. And some of this stuff, it's almost, have you ever seen, what is it, The Life of Brian, the Monty Python film?
Yes.
You remember at the end of that when the Judean People's Front finally shows up in the movie? They've been talked about all this time. They're the crack suicide squad. They roll up. They kill themselves. And as they die, they go, that'll show them. And nobody gets saved. Remember that?
And in this case, it doesn't need to be a literal death, right? I mean, what we're talking about here is persuading the hearts and the minds of the American people.
Right.
That it is indeed not only your natural right, not only your constitutional right, but simply plain common sense that if you are competent and you are well-trained and you are well-disciplined, carrying a firearm might save your life.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that's, ultimately, that's the quote-unquote ideology war that we are up against in recent years. And so falling on your sword to try to advance the Second Amendment is simply not where it's at, because the 37 people who right now are in jail have no voice. They're not out signing letters to, for example, Congressman Brad Snyder to say, hell no, 350. We do not want a House bill to pass the Congress that would actually create a new crime of domestic terrorism. No, they are sitting in a jail cell. So if you really want to help the Second Amendment, be on the outside, right? I've seen a couple quotes in papers where the FBI has, who knows if the person has said it, right? Let's give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but that a couple of these guys have actually said, you know, all of our other civil rights have been compromised. It's now time for us to take up arms and exercise our Second Amendment right. No, that's not why I believe the Second Amendment has been called into action. Yes, it is for us to step forward. Yes, it is for us to start making our arguments, filing our court cases. Look, we have a great one coming up November 3rd for oral arguments in front of a Supreme Court that has three judges that were nominated and confirmed during President Trump's term of office.
Right.
So the system is still there. The system still exists. And whoever, or for whatever reason, and I'm with you that I do think there is a setup element to January 6th, whoever and whatever started the actual events at the Capitol and got them going in the direction that they went, it wasn't Second Amendment activists. It wasn't in the name of civil rights. It was a melee.
Yeah, it was. Second Amendment activists, the first thing they had to show up with to be legitimate in my book would be guns, and they didn't show up with any of those. The only guns present were in the hands of law enforcement. The only one used was used by whatever that yahoo's name was that shot Ashley Babbitt. And
yeah.
I think there's a smarter way to do this, but in order for us to, if it does come, and I tell you what, let me ask you this. I've been talking a lot about this. There's the new terminology now amongst people when they're talking about secession is they're talking about a national divorce. Have you seen that?
Divorce can get really messy. So no, I have not seen that.
So there's been talk about a national divorce where the blue would go one way and the left would go the other way, and we would have to give the conservatives in California would have X amount of time to move out of California and that kind of thing. And there's various ways this can be put together to where it could be done amicably and civilly.
Mm.
But here's my question. This is the problem. See, I don't think that the Marxists in the Democratic Party are enlightened Marxists. I think they're common garden Marxists. And common garden Marxists never, ever, 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 ever allow subtraction. They're always looking for addition. You can't be a dictator without somebody to dictate to.
You're the one who brought up the MI-24. Are they not looking at what used to be the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics and looking at now Russia and every Azerbaijan, Chechnya,
sure,
et cetera, straight on down the list? I mean, how did that experiment go for them?
I think I saw somewhere where Gorbachev was having lunch with somebody one day, and he was an academic. And he told Gorbachev, you know, I really believe that in the Soviet Union, you guys did not properly execute communism. And Gorbachev looked at him and said, that could only come from someone in the faculty. Nobody in the real world believes that.
Right. To some degree, all of these, if you will, philosophers who we love so much to quote, they're talking about man in a vacuum. They're talking about theory. And at the point that you add the human dynamic into things, there is no such thing as actual communism that can be executed on the ground. It just doesn't. I mean, I think anybody who does political science or philosophy or even sits under a tree and contemplates, could we ever have pure free speech?
Right.
Just look around your own family dinner table. Could you really have pure free speech? Right? Unlikely. But our job as activists is to make sure that as technology advances, so let's call January 6th what it is.
I tell you what.
First, wide.
Hang on there.
We'll call you.
Coming to last break. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody how to find a book.
2ampatriot.com. I'd love to hear from you.
I'm just going to have to get. We're just going to have to do a regular segment, you and I, instead of these. Paloma will send me a text and it will titillate me, and I'll be like, "Hey, you want to come on the show tonight?" She'll be like, "Sure." We got to do something a little more concrete. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. We have been talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. And I had to interrupt you long enough to go to this break. What were you saying as we were heading this way?
Where I was going was what we can do. Those of us who are activists, those of us who are on the outside to support the 37 who are essentially detainees in the Washington, D.C. prison. We can give a call to the Assistant Attorney General in charge of civil rights. Her name is Kristen Clark. You can find her at 202 area code 514-3847. Now, her job is to uphold the civil and constitutional rights of all who live in America. I'm quoting the Department of Justice. The ask is, please ask her to conduct a thorough and unbiased investigation into the January 6th detainees in the Washington, D.C. jail in accordance with the order of Judge Lamberth issued October 13, 2021. We need to help the system get back on the track. This is an established office. Judge Lamberth has done as much as a judge can do. I'm so proud of this man, nominated, by President Reagan, a veteran, JAG Corps, wrote the ethics for federal level attorney practice, right? He had Christopher Worrell in front of him, and in his decision, he says, USAG, you've got to investigate the conditions not only of Christopher Worrell, but all other January 6th defendants. So our job, and I'm telling you, here's your on-ramp, here's your access point. I understand how the system works. This is who we need to be in touch with. And we need to let her know that we are paying attention. That office does do good work. We need to remind them that they do good work and that the January 6th defendants are Americans too. That's our job right now.
Will that really work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it will. Judge Lamberth, look what he just did. People say to me all the time, what's going to happen to these defendants? It takes a bit of time to go through court cases. Listen, just yesterday, you know, so I have a high, right, because we get the Judge Lamberth decision. I'm all excited. Whoop, whoop. Then what happens like 20 minutes later? Judge made a move, the start of the trial date for Jessica Watkins, Kelly Meggs, Kenneth Harrelson. There are three of the 37. trial should have started January 31st, coming up soon, and it's now been moved over to April 19. Challenges with discovery. Large volume, all the videos. But what is part of the problem? BC Prison, getting in the way of the attorneys communicating with their clients.
Right.
These men and women in prison don't even have access to computers on a reliable basis. The attorneys go to meet with them. There's multiple guards in the room. There's plexiglass in between.
And how are they able to get away with that?
They are not. If Attorney Kristen Clark and her team at the Attorney General's office goes after them. So in spite of the fact that the AG's office is where you're going to find the DOJ, and the DOJ is indeed doing the prosecution here, we have to rely on the fact that this is not the first rodeo for the AG's office to do an investigation when at the same time there's prosecution going on.
Sure.
Thorough and unbiased. That's my ask there. Thorough and unbiased investigation. But that's a basic American right. Your relationship with your attorney, that confidentiality, the confrontation of witnesses, the review and preparation of evidence ahead of time, your Brady material.
I'm just, when you tell me what goes on there, all I'm thinking about is the layer of the layers that are out there. So, all right, so we got a Strother Martin type warden from, from Cool Hand Luke. He's running the D.C. prison. He's decided they're not going to get any due process. They can't see their lawyers. They're going to be this. They're going to be that. They're going to be solitary confinement. They can't have clothes. And in the meantime, though, you got guards that are doing it, right?
Yes.
You got guards that are doing it. So we're entering territory now to where, in my opinion, and, you know, I'm not legal. I don't pretend to be legal. You can tell me whether or not I'm asking for something valid. I would be, after all this is done, those people in the D.C. prison need to be made an example of. I don't mean censured. I don't mean reprimanded. I mean locked up. I mean denial of civil rights, due process, all that other stuff that need to be taken away, put somewhere, and maybe experience a little of that love themselves. Is this a pie store in the sky for me?
I'm not much for the eye for an eye business. They would be entitled to a trial. However, when it is actual violence, when you're talking about, and this is one of the descriptions from a different defendant, nine officers entering a cell with a single defendant, and they're doing the pushy shovey thing and they're being provocative. He says something back. They pick him up physically off the floor and body slam him shoulder first, head hitting second, into a concrete floor, and they leave him unconscious. And he wakes up later with a swelling head that is still bleeding, and he's pounding on the inside of the door to try to get attention. And the first guard who comes takes a look at him and apparently thinks that's not any big deal. And he's still waiting longer for someone to come to look at his injury.
Right.
That's not prison. I don't care if it's Gitmo or Washington, D.C. I've been willing to say that for 20 years. I'll continue saying it for 20 years. If a guard commits a criminal act, it's not going to be different than if someone trespasses where it is actually a trespass. Caveat.
Right.
As long as all the very long list of your rights as a criminal defendant are actually realized, if you are convicted, then you have committed a crime. You have not exercised a right. And that's what remains to be seen about January 6th. There's not a single trial that has started yet. No one has been convicted yet. We have absolutely no proof that the DOJ is correct in any of the charges that they've brought. And what is absolutely clear, including the courtroom conferences, is that none of the attorneys and even the judges have sorted out yet who even had jurisdiction inside the building. Was it USCP? Does it have something to do with the architect of the Capitol? What about the sergeant at arms? And what about Secret Service, because the vice president was physically present?
Right.
So it remains to be seen whether anybody was trespassing. In the meantime, you got 37 people held over without bail or bond, pending trial. Another defendant's story, other inmates are saying his face was beaten to look like a mashed tomato.
Wow.
Potentially permanent damage to his eye, one of his eyes.
Before we run out of time, you should really think about us doing a regular segment. I don't know if you know. I don't know if it's weekly, every other week, or you know. you should. Think. I know you travel. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, but you should really think about it. Item number two: every now and again, the eye for an eye thing is absolutely necessary.
But well, that's why I like 308 long, Bill.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I like 308 long.
And the last thing, finally, before
you're not getting that close to me.
That's. I dig it. I'm digging it. I know you're from the upstate of New York. I know that out there's a lot of hunting going on, or as they would be called by the leftist, snipers. Anyway, how do they find the book real quick before we run out of time?
Thank you. You will find it at 2ampatriot.com. I call it 2 a.m. for the Second Amendment, but also 2 a.m. for those of us who lie awake at night worrying if we've done enough for the Second Amendment and our civil rights.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure to speak with you, and thanks to all those listeners who care.
Hour number two is coming up. It's just going to be me ranting about something, who knows what. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.